This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zeoli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
Well, I guess to say the Congress acting like children would be an insult to children, but man, this committee today, these kids today, and by kids I mean members of the House of Representatives who are Democrats, shameful. You know, there's a moment where you're listening to Democrats go on about the children and coming to tears about the children, and you realize, man, this is just theatrical. It really is. It's just pure theater. Let's go back to just a mere, 24 hours ago when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, another odd communist, as I call her, which is now sweeping the nation. She unveiled this new green nonsense deal, which is actually, as I pointed out yesterday on Levin's show, Mark Levin's show. Thanks again to Mark for allowing me to sit in for him. And thank you if you listened to the show last night. I do greatly appreciate it. I pointed out last night that the Green Deal is actually a giant progressive utopian fantasy. It's all done by controlling us and controlling our choices and our liberty. And then, of course, also making up for all the sins of the Republic by essentially destroying the Republic. You know, I mean, for example, okay, say you want to work, but not really. You're more interested in the paycheck, not really doing a job. Totally understandable. I get it. Completely understand. And right on for you. I mean, why should you have to work when you could just get a paycheck? Totally with you. And that's why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal nonsense allows you the opportunity to get paid even if you don't work. It's like on The Sopranos. Some people had no work jobs. Some people had no show jobs. Obviously, the no work jobs were better because you didn't even have to do anything to get a paycheck. Good news. Now you can do the same thing. You don't even have to join the mob. You don't have to join the mafia. You just have to join the cult of the green cult, the AOC cult, another odd communist. And the other point, too, which I love, is that without air travel, we're going to save a lot in fossil fuels, except for the fact that we'll all be driving more. But then we won't be able to use fossil fuels in our cars. So I guess basically hoof it, kids. Start walking. All right. These shoes are made for walking, although walking to Hawaii is going to be a little bit tough. I recommend we do this. And here's why. I would not mind at all if the world were cut off, if the mainland were cut off from Maisie Hirano. Would that be such a bad thing? I don't think so. The other point, too, of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal, AOC, is that the fantasy of this is now being embraced by everybody who wants to become a presidential candidate as a Democrat. They're all jumping on board. I mean, Booker today, Cory Booker, Count Grantangelis, Spartacus Booker, he's endorsed it. Kamala Harris, each and every one of them have endorsed it. They have to, you see. You can't not endorse it because then somebody goes to your left. If you look at primary elections as the bastion of kookiness right now, then think about it from this perspective. Everybody who wants to get the Democratic nomination has to say, I will see your leftyism and I will out-left you. I will left to the left of your lefty. So that means that if somebody else endorses the Green Plan and you don't, you're not going to get kooky 4 out of 4 Democrat voters. 4 out of 4 being they vote 4 times in 4 elections. They're 4 out of 4. They're the most loyal, faithful primary voters, period. They're coming out. They love this kookiness. They do. They do. They love it. So what are you going to do? You're going to stand up and say this is nonsense? You can't do it. This is the problem the Democratic Party's in right now, is that by going so far to the left in order to potentially win the primary, they are making themselves absolutely unelectable in a general election. You know, the old way used to be kind of understood, right? You go to the left, or if you're running as a Republican, you go to the right. And then after you win the primary, you start to come to the middle a little bit. But the ultimate goal is to not make too much damage that you can't come back and say, all right, you know, I'm just a normal middle of the road kind of a person on a lot of issues. If you appear too far one way or the other, that becomes very difficult. But how do you walk back this nonsense in a general election? Like, how do you walk back and say, well, yes, I endorsed a plan that called for And I mean, literally called for rebuilding every building in America. But come on. I mean, I was more of just placating my kooky base. Can't say that. So what do? You just say nothing on it. By the time the Democrats are going to get to the general election, they're going to be so bloodied and damaged. This is the problem with having such an open primary. This is the problem for them. You know, it's why they love to just kind of clamp down on and have one Democrat emerge and say, here you go. That's it. You're the one. You're the one. Your job now is to go out and run for president. Not to explain what your answer is going to be to cow toots. Like, what is going to be your cow toot policy? Mine would be very, very simply just to ban red meat. Because if you can't eat red meat, there can't be any cows. Thus, no cow toots. Thus, no methane gas. Thus, climate change is solved. Simple one-page policy prescription. Stamp it, kooky, nutty, and then, boom, you're off to the races. How does that sell in a general election? How does that sell in a general election? It does not. None of this does. And, you know, yesterday, some people were under the false impression that this was a little thing by an unknown congresswoman and nobody should really pay attention to it. I completely disagree with that. This is serious stuff. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has millions of followers and the media loves her. They love her. And unless we expose this nuttiness early and now, it will become accepted. It will become the norm du jour, as they say. And the point that I'm trying to make, and I hope I'm making it, is that it's already becoming accepted among the left because they're endorsing it already. Hollywood gushes over AOC's Green New Deal. It's the mark of a great nation. Alyssa Milano, shocking. She had some kooky tweets about this. Senator Markey and AOC just dropped their hashtag Green New Deal resolution. It outlines exactly what a Green New Deal means. Jobs guarantee, promoting equality and justice, and securing clean air and water for future generations. Mia Farrow, Mrs. Woody, what's his name? An urgently needed era of climate politics has arrived. Thank you. An urgently needed era of climate politics has arrived. Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk. Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk in the new Marvel Cinematic Universe. Is he my favorite Hulk? No, he's fine, but he's not my favorite Hulk. And I look at him and I can't separate him from knowing how dumb he is in real life. Because Dr. Bruce Banner is a very smart guy. You know what I mean? He's very smart. That's where the gamma radiation, and thus he becomes the Hulk. You're smart if you're Dr. Bruce Banner. Ruffalo is a giant dope. It's hard to merge the two, to mesh it together. But anyway, he tweeted out, hashtag FBF to this amazing sign of fan made. We still have so much to do to combat hashtag climate change. Get familiar with the hashtag Green New Deal before it's too late. The sign was something about our revolution or something like that. Anyway, Hollywood loves this stuff. They do. They love it. And this is the base. This is the core of the Democratic Party. George Takei said, the mark of a great nation is often said is how it treats its most vulnerable. To this, I add, it also how it treats the planet on which our future depends. Now is the time for visionaries and leadership on this crisis of climate change. Now is the time for a hashtag Green New Deal. This is kooky. And I say, bring on the kook. I really do. Bring on the kook. Because the more that this kook comes out now, the better it is for Donald Trump. I mean, let's be honest. It's like what you see here today if you're watching. And I don't know if you got a chance to watch because you've probably been at work all day. But this hearing with Matthew Whitaker and the way the Democrats are going after him, the acting attorney general, it's shameful. It really is. But they are running right now scared of their base. They are terrified that they might do something to upset their base. And their base... these are not rational, reasonable people here. They're not. These are people who have these very, very leftist ideas. And these ideas are becoming mainstream. You know, whether it's late-term abortion or whether it's climate change where you have no airplanes or whether it's some sort of economic 70% tax. These things are becoming mainstream now in the Democratic Party. It's fun to watch. It really is. And then, of course, as they each out try to lefty each other, some, like Cory Booker, they want to show you they're not afraid to go all in on this stuff. And that's why Corey wound up comparing the fight for climate change to World War II, defeating the Nazis, landing on the moon, all of these things. Take a listen.
And so we have to deal with this. There is a, our planet is in peril, and we need to be bold. It's one of the reasons why I signed on to the resolution, a co-sponsor of the resolution for the Green New Deal. And there's a lot of people now that are blowing back on the Green New Deal. They're like, oh, it's impractical. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, it's all of this. If we used to govern our dreams that way, we would have never gone to the moon. God, that's impractical. You see that ball in the sky? That's impractical. We are a nation that has done impossible things before. And my parents taught me reach for the moon, reach for the stars. And even if you come up short, at least you're going to be hovering above the ground. You'll be soaring,
what?
Young man.
The hell are you talking?
And so we need to be bold again in America. We need to have dreams that other people
say are impossible. If you reach for the stars and you miss, you fall to the earth and die, genius. That's how it works. You can't fly, Spartacus. If you go for the moon and you don't make it, and you don't just float. You actually come crashing down to the earth, like your Green New Deal plan. I love these people with the platitudes. If we just dream hard enough, will we just dream hard enough, what? What? You can then guarantee a job for everybody. You can then get rid of fossil fuels. You can get rid of nuclear power. We can just have solar and wind power solve every problem. Just dream harder. He sounds like a really bad self-help author in a bad, crappy bookstore signing, doesn't he? Yeah, it's like, buy my book. Just dream it. If you dream it, it will come, or something. By Cory Booker. It's like, if Cory Booker did not become a politician, this is probably what he wound up doing. Going around the country and giving speeches. And just, you gotta just dream. And if I make my rhetoric resounding and sort of musical, then you'll believe it. And maybe even a tear of rage or joy will pop up. Just dream hard enough. And reach for the moon, and if you miss, you can soar. And you, what the hell are you talking about, man? We're talking about policy here. We're not talking about some sort of a wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, this is going to be my best day. Today's the day. I can do anything. I just have to dream. We're talking about policy. And so, yes, can we accomplish a 70% tax rate? You're damn right we can. Can we ban fossil fuels? Absolutely. It doesn't take much dreaming. It only takes leftists getting elected to office. Can we shut down nuclear power plants? Absolutely. Can we ban new nuclear power plants from coming online? Yes. We can do all those things. It doesn't require great moonshot thinking. It's actually very basic, if you think about it. It's actually very, very elementary. Just ban stuff. Guarantee wages, tax people. But I've got news for Cory Booker and the rest of his little fanatical, if I dream it, I can do it kind of a crowd. This stuff's been tried before. This isn't that original. It's been tried many, many times before. Under the same guise of, well, we have to look at this problem and say, of course we can solve it. And then insert problem du jour. And then, is that what they said when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? He literally sounds like that. That's what Cory Booker sounds like in this. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? That's Cory Booker in this. And no, it's not. And you can do all of these things. The question is, should we? And the answer is, my God, I hope not. It's not can we, you could. That's the problem. That's actually the problem, Spartacus. I know you can. That's why I don't want you becoming president. I'll tell you what, it is a love story for the Green New Deal. It's a love story. It's a very, 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 very happy day for so many people who've long dreamed of this. It's not a happy day if you like freedom, liberty, or money. Any of those things, it's not a good day for you. But if you are CNN, for example, this is a love fest, kids. This is a love fest to the Green New Deal as far-left climate activist Bill Weir joined afternoon CNN newsroom host Brooke Baldwin Thursday for a love fest. Cut 7.
You got to think about it in terms of the OG New Deal, the original,
FDR.
When FDR, back when Ohio looked like Venezuela does today, when it was 80% unemployment, and society was literally coming apart. And so this idea is very aspirational. It's a non-binding resolution. It's just saying we agree to agree. Spent 2 years trying to figure out all the bills. This will be dozens of bills now that Democrats, or they hope to have more power in 2020, to play itself legislatively. But today is sort of, as Ed Markey invoked JFK, when he says we're going to the moon, at the end of this decade. He didn't say how he was going to do it. He just says, we're going to do it. We'll figure it out. And it was wildly unpopular all during the 60s. Mm. And it wasn't, and those poll numbers didn't jump until we landed on the moon. Mm. You know, now we look back and say, wow, that was really, NASA was a really good idea.
So if we say, oh my gosh, how is this even attainable?
Yeah.
It's so huge. Your point being, at the end of the day, it worked.
But what's fascinating about watching
those... Now, let's stop it for a second. You see, this is the difference. It's not hard to accomplish what these idiots want to accomplish. That's the problem. The problem is it's easy to do all this stuff. There's nothing that they're suggesting here that's that complicated. What are they suggesting it's complicated? Guaranteeing an income to everybody. Okay? Go ahead. Do it now. You could do it right now. Guarantee everybody a job. And if they don't want a job, they get a paycheck. Go ahead. Do it. How are you going to pay for it, though, is the question. They can't answer that. They don't care about that part. Getting to the moon involved physics, rocket science. There's nothing here that we all got to sit around and ponder and go, how do we build more trains? We know how to build more trains, geniuses. That's not the point. People don't want more trains. That's the point. They're acting as if this great new Green Deal is all in our reach if we just believe hard enough. I want to stop this because I believe all of this is very easy to implement, actually. Incredibly easy to implement. Man, if you wanted to end air travel tomorrow, you could. If you just make airline tickets so incredibly expensive, put a, you know, fossil fuel tax, a carbon tax or something else on this on every ticket, and then, yeah, you could probably cripple air travel. Not that hard to do. These socialists have no concept of the idea that we're not sitting here going... The Green New Deal outlines some bold ideas. The Green New Deal outlines some actual leftist, totalitarian, socialist policies. That's the problem. I don't want to drive to Hawaii. I just don't. I don't like long car rides. I don't. I want to fly to Hawaii. But if they want to make it so prohibitively prohibitive, fine, then I can't. I get it. Not that complicated to do, right? Is it that hard to get rid of cows? No, just make beef illegal. I've said this for a long time. There will come a day when the left says you can't have a cheeseburger. It's bad for you, clogs your arteries, cholesterol, love handles, and cow toots. So, boom, it's banned. That's it. It doesn't take moonshot thinking to implement these policies. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not John F. Kennedy. None of these people are John F. Kennedy. You remember that line back in the debate when Lloyd Benson said that to Dan Quayle? Senator, I know John Kennedy. You're no Jack Kennedy. Remember that whole thing? I love how all these people are just throwing around JFK now. They're all the next JFK. They're going to get to the moon. Nothing in this that people are sitting around going, we need our best and our brightest scientists to get together and figure out right away how we can give everybody a paycheck for no job. We've been doing that for a long time. It's called welfare. It's, again... This is a recycling of very old but scary positions, by the way. Which is why I think it's absolutely insane. 855-839-1210. Joe is in Harleysville. Joe, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I heard you on Levin's show yesterday. Great job.
Thank you, sir.
Don't give them any ideas about that, you know, making airline travel really expensive, you know, because it's probably going to happen tomorrow. Hey, there's a lot of wackiness going on out there, like the fourth trimester abortions and the 120% tax rates and stuff like that. But all of it is, I think it's actually going to help the Democrats in the end because it's going to make Joe Biden look reasonable.
Yeah, you know, that's a very interesting theory. So he's sitting back right now and he's kind of waiting it out. Waiting for them to all out left each other and show their kookiness. And then he comes in and tries to run as the reasonable Democrat who says, I can connect with working class voters.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, Bernie last time around, Bernie ran actually helping out Hillary. It made her look more reasonable, in my personal opinion. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
The problem, though, in this time around, I think, is that Joe Biden is not going to appeal to these lefties. He's not going to appeal to the voters. I just don't think he will. I think that they're going to look at him as just another old white guy. And you notice how all this stuff about Joe Biden keeps coming out now. I think if Joe Biden were running 10 years ago, maybe. But now I don't think he's. This Democrat Party is different. I don't see it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. I mean, this is crazy. It used to be. It used to be abortions were they wanted them to be, you know, rare.
Safe,
but safe.
Legal, and rare. Yeah. That was the actual line from the 1992 convention.
Now it's like, hey, you got 5 minutes left. Hurry up. Get it done.
Now Massachusetts is passing a law to end the ban on late-term abortions. I mean, that's what I mean. The party keeps moving further to the left, and that's a reflection of its voters. And unless the Democratic Party can find a way to get, I don't know, maybe their elders and their superdelegates to elect somebody who's not a complete kook, but they've changed the rules since Bernie was rejected, and they've changed the rules in a way to make it harder to do that. And that may come back and bite them in the end. All right, my friend,
right.
Have a good
One
weekend.
More years.
That's right. Oh, it's great for Trump, though. That's the thing. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, bud. Joe's in Glenside. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Rich. I just can't wait to see this train that we can get to Hawaii in. I'm concerned about where the tracks would be and everything, but I cannot wait for that engineering miracle to happen.
And the other thing, they said the same thing about going to the moon. Why can't you envision it with me? Just envision it with me. A train with skis. Why are you so against having new ideas and being creative? Come on.
And what are they going to power this train with? Because no more fossil fuels, no coal to create electricity.
Hydropower, man. It's in the ocean. The train goes on skis, and it uses the power of the ocean to propel itself to and from Hawaii. This is a no-brainer.
I can't wait to see the look on the faces of all them women in white who are in Congress when they have to give up their cars. I can't wait for that. I just want to see that expression.
Moonshot thinking, brother. Moonshot thinking. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. I personally think that you could power trucks with the sun. Solar trucks. It just can't run at night. But is that a bad thing? No trucks at night? Come on. You got to be creative here. 855-839-1210. There's more gushing, of course, over this entire new Green Deal. And a lot of the things that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying, she's contradicting herself on. AOC, another odd communist. For example, she told NPR one thing, and then she goes on with Chuck Todd hours later and says the exact opposite of that thing. So this is her first from NPR.
Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually, they're right. What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
All right. Then a few hours later, she goes on Chuck Todd's show, Cut B.
I think one way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. But you just said it would be a massive government intervention.
Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually, they're right. What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. It does. It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
And then her voice changes, too. Do you notice that it gets a little bit... I don't know why they're saying this.
I think one way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover.
Because you just said it was. That's why. They're not mischaracterizing it. They're quoting you. They're just quoting you, AOC, another odd communist. That's all they're doing. By the way, I say that because she really, there's nothing different about this individual. I know that they're running around right now pretending that these ideas are new and these ideas are novel. These are just recycled old socialist tropes from a long time ago. And I say just another odd communist, because how is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez any different from Bernie or any different from the other socialists that we've seen throughout the world? What are they offering that is so different? They want to take as much of your money as possible, spread it around to solve all of their equality issues that Karl Marx talked about. They want to promote this idea of the working people having everything exactly straight out of the playbook of the Communist Manifesto. What is so new and creative and ingenious about these people? They're just another old, odd communist. That's it. The only thing about her is that she's 29 and she looks good on television sometimes when the hair is flowing and she's in dresses. And then when she wants to appeal to the NPR crowd, the hair goes in a bun, the little glasses come out, and she looks like a professor. But when she goes on Jimmy Kimmel, the flowing hair, and she's that's the only thing that's different, is that she's a very, very, when she wants to be, telegenic person, meaning she's good on television. That's it. Other than that, these ideas come completely out of Marx's playbook. They're boring, it's tired. But I think the reason why it's good to keep beating them up is because every time we do, it makes another Democrat come to the defense of this, which then essentially now means that they'll never be elected president. Yeah, play that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez again, please. The voice changing, if you would, from NPR. The first and then the second.
Sorry, I'm in a different screen because I was grabbing the cut you just asked me to grab, but okay.
Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually, they're right. What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
It does. It does, right? It does. And then this is her a few hours later on Chuck Todd.
I think one way that the right does try...
She sounds like a completely different person.
It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
I think one way that the right
intervention. It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
I think one.
There's only one explanation, Dawn.
Yes.
Pelosi got to her.
Oh no!
In more ways than one. They said yesterday that the vampiric one was very unhappy with this. It's very possible she got to her, and you know she's turned her now, so she's part of the.
It's like True Blood.
I think.
Nancy's my maker.
Man. She kind of has horse teeth, too, a little bit. They opened up, and I noticed that they're getting bigger and bigger. So I do think maybe she was bit by the Dark Lord. Now she will troll the earth forever.
We should take her and mix it with Bernie Sanders. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. We can do this now. I have it right here. So let's try that. Okay. Go ahead, Greg.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
And then this, ready?
We're not doing a wall.
So, ready? Go ahead.
Anyway. We're not doing a wall. Does anybody have any doubt that we're not?
Yes.
Many voices.
The many voices of AOC. Another odd communist. All right. The other thing, too, that I found interesting was... Cory Booker's, yes, Greg.
No, I was going to say, you didn't play that whole CNN love fest of the Green New Deal. The very end of it is the best part.
Oh. Good.
Since we're in like kind of a, you know, fun montage kind of mood, I have the rest of that. If you
fantastic. Yes,
but
sir.
But what's fascinating about watching those two, as I was joking about, if you
please
had to make a...
tell everyone what you
if
said.
If you had to make a movie of this moment, you cast Bradley Cooper as Ed Markey, the old climate warrior, and Lady Gaga as this new freshman.
This is Allie and Jackson, yeah. Climate change.
And their love story is about the planet and the idea that we could lose it if we don't do some big, bold thing right now.
CNN. Right up the middle there. CNN with their kooky love fest. Yeah. These two people having relations with the earth.
Can you imagine that movie?
They're having a threesome with the earth. So Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper having a threesome with planet Earth.
Their love story is about the planet and the idea that we could lose it if we don't do some big, bold thing right now.
Earth, I find you so sexy.
I can't quit you.
My wife and I would love it if you'd join us for a little menage.
No.
This is creepy. Honestly, how creepy does this sound?
It sounds creepy.
First of all, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, we have to see them on screen again?
Yeah.
Wasn't enough to torment the nation with that movie they just did together?
Star is Born.
The Star is Born. Earth.
I can't quit you.
I wish I could quit you, Earth.
Their love story is about the planet and the idea that we could lose it if we don't
your
do something.
Your mountains
big.
Are so perky, Earth. Just so perky. And your valleys are so deep.
No, I don't.
It's the creepy love story. This love story, Dawn, I hope will be R-rated or at least NC-17, I would think.
Bizarre.
These are very, very strange people. And I love that this is on CNN and Brooke Baldwin just sits there and goes, right? There's no pushback. Just,
Should I play the whole clip again for those
why not?
Tuning in.
You got to think about it in terms of the OG New Deal, the original.
FDR.
When FDR back
OG,
in.
OG, what is he talking about? What is that? OG.
Original gangster.
Yeah, is that it? The original gangsta FDR? That's what the Japanese said when he put them in concentration camps, by the way. It's OG, locking us up again without due process. The hero of the left.
Ohio looked like Venezuela does today when it was 80% unemployment.
No, it didn't.
And society was literally coming apart. And so this idea is very aspirational. It's a non-binding resolution. It's just saying we agree to agree. Spent 2 years trying to figure out all the bills. This will be dozens of bills now that Democrats, or they hope to have more power in 2020, to play itself legislatively. But today is sort of, as Ed Markey invoked JFK, when he says we're going to the moon at the end of this decade, he didn't say how he was going to do it. He just says we're going to do it. We'll figure it out.
Right.
And it was wildly unpopular all during the 60s. And it wasn't, and those poll numbers didn't jump until we landed on the moon. You know, now we look back and say, wow, that was really, NASA was a really good idea.
So if we say, oh my gosh, how is this even attainable? It's so huge. Your point being, at the end of the day, it worked.
But what's fascinating about watching those two, as I was joking about, if you
please
had to make a...
tell everyone what you
if
said.
If you had to make a movie of this moment, you cast Bradley Cooper as Ed Markey, the old climate warrior, and Lady Gaga as this new freshman.
This is Allie and Jackson's climate change.
And their love story is about the planet and the idea that we could lose it if we don't do some big, bold thing right now.
We need a little theme music for this movie, Mr. Producer. Can we get some theme music for this, I think? This love story with the planet? Let's see what we can come up with here. Let's see what we can come up with and do something maybe a little bit appropriate for Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, and the Earth in a giant weekend soiree.
No, I don't think that's it.
The planet, a love story. AOC and... murky.
It's even attainable. Yeah. It's so huge.
Wow. All right. That is
this is Allie and Jackson's climate change.
Their love story is about the planet and the idea that we could lose it if we don't
do
some
you,
big,
planet.
Bold thing right now.
I'd leave my husband for you, but why don't you just join us? 855-839-1210. This is very strange, people. By the way, the comment I made earlier about Cory Booker and saying when the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor is from Animal House. Everybody knows that, right? Everybody knows that. All right, now, on Twitter, some people have weighed in. Now, I want to share with you, let's see here. Now, Lorraine says to me, she says, Rich, I think the Dems are playing the media, using AOC to take attention away from Trump, all cameras on her. Capiche? Capiche, my friend. But I'm telling you, I say keep it up. The more that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another odd communist, is out there, the better. I'm telling you, just go with it. She looks so nuts. And this is good. This is good. The more kookiness that we can put on display, the more it makes Trump look reasonable and presidential. I'm telling you, this stuff does not play in Ohio. It does not play in Pennsylvania. The mistake the media makes, and I'll tell you what the mistake they make is this. They think that everybody who shares their views in the newsroom is America. If that was true, Hillary Clinton would be president right now. And if that was true, on election night, they would have at least known Trump was going to win. The fact is, they don't get out to Cracker Barrel much. If you go to Cracker Barrel and you study the people there, and by that I mean talk to them, you'll find out they don't want you to take away their coal jobs. They don't want you to start putting 70% taxes on them. They like their cars. They love their cars. But the problem is the media thinks that everybody loves Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They keep putting her on TV. And that's good. I'm telling you, it's good. Because much like what we saw with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, the rest of the country does not think like this. But the media is in a bubble. They don't know better. And that's why they think, oh, this is reasonable. And that's why Trump won, by the way, among other reasons.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.